You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, you should have been a Marine, Al. I think that would have been a good lane for you. You could you could go knock that out. It'd be great.
Tell you something. This thing don't work out by the end of the year with you and I, joining the Marines.
Well, I would start working on your push-up game because I think the odds of that happening are probably pretty good.
You know
at
what?
That point.
You're pessimistic, so I'm gonna take my chances.
Guilty as charged. I am absolutely a pessimist.
Bro,
and hard, unfortunately.
Good news. Not
I know.
Good news with...
We need to start there, right?
Yeah.
that needs to be. So you text me last night. You're like, bro, have you looked at Twitter? We're dead. And I'm thinking, like, did somebody say something? Like, what did we lose our jobs? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Yep.
And it might actually be worse than that because Howlin' Rays has decided that they're going to take up the Sliwa challenge and bring us smoking hot sandwiches.
This is your fault.
This is 100% on you.
Let me tell you something. And I'm, by the way, never coming back into the studio so that I could just avoid doing this. It's one thing to, you know, run your mouth. It's one thing to kind of have it in your mind. You have a certain thought process like, hey, I think this would actually be a pretty fun idea, good idea. And then when it actually starts coming to fruition, the last thing I needed, I don't know about you, I didn't need to see Howlin' Rays tagged in whatever they were tagged or tagging us in it.
Sure.
I'm like, they weren't supposed to know. We were supposed to just kind of quietly.
I wasn't serious about this.
We were just supposed to quietly kind of drag this thing on a little bit. And one day we do it. We're screwed. And you know what? It's your fault. You want to know why it's your fault?
Hit me.
Because you accepted the idea, which is so idiotic to begin with, and we'll just have to deal with
it. No, I think that this is 100% on you. I'm going to do it, and here's my goal. It's going to be painful. It's going to be a disaster. I just hope that it's slightly more disastrous and slightly more painful for you than it is for me. That's really my only goal at this point.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it around 9:58.
Can you imagine having to do the whole show with that thing burning your face off? I'm not kidding you. I had the medium, and it was a lot. It was a lot. And there are two steps higher than that. So we'll see how that goes. It's an Ask Slee Day.
We'll figure that out.
That's always a good way to get the day started. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And as always, we look forward to your participation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Here's what I need from you. You can't send me random texts in the middle of the evening that say, we're dead, bro.
Yeah. I said we're screwed.
Screwed. And okay, same difference.
I can only imagine where your head goes from there because I listen, the more I get to know you, the more I kind of have a good idea, a feel of Travis Rogers.
Yes.
So when I say that, I can only imagine the 180 things that went through your mind, and then it circled back around. Oh, okay, it's just Howlin' Rays. We are screwed, but it's just Howlin' Rays.
180 of them went through my mind, and 180 of them were all deeply negative.
Yeah.
So don't do that anymore. Say, hey, Trav, did you see that thing about the sandwich? That's a better way to start that particular text thread.
And I felt like it needed more drama to it.
It worked. You got the drama that you were looking for. Absolutely. All right. Lakers
real
tonight.
Quick here, just ask real quick. Emily, how you doing over there? Everything okay over there? I felt like you were a little flustered there with the Zoom.
I'm fine. I was just late to the Zoom. I had some stuff to deal with before the show.
Right before we went on, she's like, get on the Zoom. Or I think she said, are you guys on the Zoom? I'm like, it's just me and Travis. We're on here. We're by ourselves.
For some reason, my computer wasn't seeing you guys, so I was a little stressed. I'm sorry.
You're lucky if you don't have to look at our two ugly mugs. It's probably a pretty good day for you.
Your computer adjusted properly.
She's got the Travis and Sliwa filter on her laptop that automatically
gets rid
of us.
She can only hear us. She never actually gets to see
us.
That's bad enough.
Along the way. You know, here's what I want, Al. Here's what I'm looking for. We talked a little bit about the Heat yesterday coming in, and they got the Lakers tonight at Staples Center. I'm not necessarily looking for a win tonight. It'd be great if they got it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It'd be their best win of the season by far. What I'm looking for coming into this game tonight is the outline of a good team. The moments of a good team where the pieces fit a little bit better together, where all of a sudden it just says, you know what, maybe they didn't win the game, but they played really well. They played really well for a half. They played really well for three quarters. If they just make a shot here or there, that game goes in a different direction. Because here we are, we're 11 games into the season, and we still haven't had that. We still haven't had that game, that quarter, that half. We go, there it is. That looks about right. That's what we're going for. I'd really like to check that box on my checklist of things I'd like to see from the Lakers, because I would have thought it would have happened by now, and it hasn't.
Okay, so I would think that I'm a pretty optimistic Laker fan. Like, there's the fan part of it, and then there's also you really just want to see your team do well. And I would say that I'm a pretty positive person. I try as best as I can to think, okay, Lakers are going to get through this. All right, they'll figure that out. And I have some reasons to have that confidence. The franchise has been, you know, unbelievable since I started following the Lakers in the late 80s. So it's like you have something to back that up. I don't feel good about tonight. I mean, if you know, and here's the reality. You were just talking about, do the Lakers really have a good win on their schedule so far this year? If I had to, and I'd have to think about it for a second, but if I'm just going to, you know, really give this some thought, I'd say, okay, Memphis is a game that stands out, right? Now, I'll say that LeBron was there. He was playing. You were already started out the season 0-2. Memphis is not this powerhouse in the Western Conference or the Eastern Conference where you're thinking, okay, this is Milwaukee or Brooklyn or something along those lines. So if that's your best win to this point, okay, that's a little worrisome, but that's kind of the reality of where
and
we are.
And it was a win that you survived. You didn't look great. You survived the game. You did not necessarily look good. You won, which is great, but this was not a, hey, that looked really good. Ja Morant, you know, kept him in it. It was the Lakers nearly blew that game.
San Antonio, two Houston wins, the win against the Charlotte Hornets, Cleveland. So I would say, okay, the Memphis game is the best win. So Miami tonight is an incredibly tough matchup for the Lakers. And, Trav, maybe in a weird way, I know it's going to sound kind of crazy, maybe they need one of these, you know, where they're not really expected to win. Maybe it's, you know, you're taking on a team that is at full strength. They're coming off a game where, you know, they're going to have – Miami's going to have two chips on their shoulders. One
Jokic
is –
Jokic brothers.
Yep. One is going to be – this is what just happened 48 hours ago, and this is the first team we get to play since then. And the other chip on their shoulder, a lot of these guys are the same guys that lost to the Lakers in the NBA Finals in 2020. Miami is one of the elite teams in the Eastern Conference. For them, this is a big game. You know, let's take a punch when we can at the Lakers, and we face them down the road. It's going to be in Miami. So I think Miami obviously has some extra motivation in this game. And when I say maybe the Lakers need a game like this, every one of their games, we've been sitting back, you and I, talking about, look how advantageous the schedule is. Look how advantageous the schedule is. Well, they haven't really taken advantage of that schedule so far. And even the wins that they've had, you know, they've been a challenge to get a win, whether it's an overtime win against Charlotte, overtime win against the San Antonio Spurs, the close games against one of the close games against the Houston Rockets. So we'll see how tonight pans out, but I will be completely, brutally honest. Definitely don't feel good about Lakers and the Miami Heat.
This is really shocking to me, and it's not just an Alan Sliwa thing. I think it's just a how quickly things change thing. Couple of things. You just talked about the Lakers, 12 of the first 15 Laker games they're going to play at home, and most of those games are against opponents that you would have expected them to handle, right? Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened. They're 6-5 through 11 of these games. The next four, if you got through 2-2, I think you probably feel pretty good about it.
I agree.
I think that's probably – so you're talking about those first 15 games, almost all of them at home, 12 of 15 at home,
being
8-7.
Yep.
That's not good. I also want to go back to something you said a second ago. Not expected to win. Let's go back to the beginning of the season.
Yep.
Everybody was, oh, we got the guys. We're going to go out there. We're going to beat the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to go out and compete with Giannis and all these things. They're not expected to win that game. Anthony Davis is going to play. Russell Westbrook's going to play. Carmelo Anthony's going to play. Everybody but LeBron James is going to play. And I know that LeBron's super important. Don't get me wrong, but we've decided to change the way that we're looking at this awfully fast, as opposed to a team. Well, the Lakers can't beat the Miami Heat. I mean, all they have is Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook. You can't expect to beat Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo with just Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook. This is how rapidly these things happen. Now, the good news is it can go back the other way. The good news is they go out there and have the game that you and I are hoping that they have. I think it kind of settles down a little bit. But this is, through the first 11 games of the season, you're talking about survival. You're talking about just finding a way to beat this team or that team. The best win of the season is against Memphis. You got two losses against Oklahoma City. This isn't, it just doesn't look quite right yet. It's not coming together. This is something very different than that. And just hearing, oh, we're not supposed, if AD was gone, if Russell Westbrook was gone, if Carmelo wasn't playing well, okay, fine. I get it. It's not what's happening. LeBron James is hurt, and he's missing some time. Everyone else is around, and you can't hang with Miami.
Yeah, but this is a different game. This is not the game. I hear the game you're talking about. Miami's arguably the best team in the Eastern Conference, so it's not – this is not Lakers taking on the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte's actually a fantastic example, right? Lakers were going down to the wire against Charlotte and had to go into overtime and had Carmelo have to put up 29 points, and Russ statistically pretty damn good. Anthony Davis statistically pretty damn good. But this isn't that game, Trav. So I hear what you're saying, but the reality is even if LeBron James was playing in this game, this is a tough game. Like, this is a really – the Miami Heat added Kyle Lowry. They have a lot of these other –
I'm not changing anything. The tough game is for everybody that plays the Lakers. That's what I was told. Everybody, how are you going to deal with Russ? How are you going to deal with AD? Now all of a sudden it's, hey, look, the Lakers can't hang with these guys.
But you're flipping the page as if LeBron not being there is not that big of a deal.
This is not – this. No, see, you're flipping the page. The page is that Russell Westbrook's here for when LeBron doesn't play. Everything's going to be fine. Anthony Davis is going to be an MVP candidate. What happened? It's only played 11 games. We've already decided the team can't do anything against anybody without LeBron.
I think you're misunderstanding. If you're playing one of the best teams in the NBA without LeBron James, you're not expected to come out and get a W. You're just not.
Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook are just dudes. They're just guys that show up, and if they don't have their big brother, they can't do anything.
Let me give you a good example. If the Miami Heat came into tonight's game without Jimmy Butler and the Lakers had LeBron James, no one would expect Miami to win.
That's because the Lakers have Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
And LeBron James.
Right. But
they have Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler.
You've done a U-turn. This was all about when LeBron wasn't here, and now all of a sudden without LeBron, this team's no good?
No, the problem is you're not paying attention to the competition that they have tonight. Miami's not the Charlotte Hornets.
I understand that, but
the Lakers
aren't the Sacramento Kings with LeBron James and a bunch of guys that can't play dead in a cowboy movie. This was the team that you were saying yesterday has so much star power that, my goodness, look at all of these stars. And now you're saying that if one of the stars is gone, they can't beat anybody.
No, I definitely don't think you understood anything that I said yesterday, if that's what you took away from yesterday. I really don't. If we were talking about this yesterday, that the Lakers without LeBron James are surviving at 500. Mm-hmm. Listen, I could have a certain tune 11 games ago.
So Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook as two guys are a 500 basketball team. Carmelo Anthony making 50% of his three-pointers.
Yep.
With AD and Russ, they're going to go 41-41.
They might not go 41-41 because they're 2-3 without LeBron James. So in five games, Trav, this is the point that I made. The point I'm making is, All I could do is assess what we've seen so far. So far, they're actually a 500 to below 500 team. Five games, LeBron hasn't been there, okay? They went into overtime against the San Antonio Spurs and won. They lost two against the Oklahoma City Thunder. They beat They beat Charlotte in overtime, and they lost to Portland. They were down 34 at one point. AD left after 7 minutes. They are showing us, at least early in the season, they are a 500 to below 500 team when LeBron James is there. That's based off those first five games. I can't, you know, I don't have any other, I have no other way to kind of judge the team unless, and I think after tonight, they'll be 2-4 without LeBron. But that has a lot more to do with, I think Miami is really good, and those two guys have not shown, when you have a game without LeBron James, put it on our shoulders. We're going to take over. Have you seen that? I haven't seen that.
I have not, and that's the problem. I'm with you on that one. That I was told, and I believed. And I'm not saying that this is. I was in this category too. That LeBron James entering his 19th season was possibly going to miss some time. Back
you're right about
doubles,
the point you're about to make.
And there was still enough there that you would remain competitive, that you would not only remain competitive, like keep your nose above water, but you would still be a very, very good
win
team.
Win 3 out of 5 games.
That on any given night, you can beat just about anybody because you have Anthony Davis, who's a great player, Russell Westbrook, who is a great player, Carmelo Anthony, who is a great player, Dwight Howard, who is a great player, all of these guys that this was, hey, we're going to be pretty good even if LeBron does need some time, even if LeBron does have a nagging injury that needs to be rested to carry. Okay. Now all of a sudden it's, hey,
happen.
Look, if LeBron's not here, what are we supposed to do? That's the point that I'm making.
So it's let me explain. It would be disingenuous for me to be – it'd be disingenuous for me to say that I think the Lakers, based off what we've seen so far with LeBron – and without LeBron James, to think that this game against – it would be more of a shock and a surprise if the Lakers beat the Heat tonight than if they lost, kind of put it in more simpler terms.
Yeah, they're not favored, that's for sure. I mean, they're not the team that we thought they were going to be. But there's a piece missing, and maybe it didn't have to be missing, that I think may have a lot more to do with than – so at least I ever thought there might be. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is a pretty good line by you, Slee. I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't a line. I was reading the menu.
That's why it's so good.
I can't get credit for something I have literally nothing to do with,
it's
but
the
delivery. I appreciate that.
Look, does Jack Nicholson get the credit for his movies, or does the guy who wrote it get the credit? It's Jack Nicholson gets the credit.
Whoever made the menu should get the credit on
no,
that.
No, you get the – speaking of that menu, this is from our pal Big E, and he writes, who gets past 2 bites of that hot Sando? That's going to be some fire. Glad Howlin' Rays is taking care of you fellas, telling them to throw some fried pickles in that order as well. So, look, yes, if there are fried pickles, I want some
of
those as well.
We're screwed.
So what's the hottest thing you've ever done? Whether inadvertently, because sometimes you'll pick up something, you don't know what it is, or you're at a taco truck or whatever, you'll squirt a little salsa onto your taco, and you're like, you had no idea that that is the stuff that'll blow your face off. Have you ever gone anywhere near what we're about to do?
I have no idea, but I've asked for, you know, you go to some different ramen places and you could get the spiciest that they have. Mm-hmm. And it's spicy, especially the fact that it's in a hot simmering bowl of soup.
Right.
Like there's a little sweat coming down, right? So I've done one of those. I've also done Indian food has just insane spice levels as well.
Yeah.
I've asked, I think I got level 8 out of 10. But I also think because it was me that was ordering it, they're like, yeah, for sure, 8, right? And then they like
give you
they diluted it.
Give you 4.5.
I think they diluted it. So
yeah, I'm not – this is your fault. I'm going to send you – when I end up in the emergency room, I'm going to send you the bill. I'm going to reroute the Blue Cross the statement of benefits to the Sliwa residents.
Disney headquarters. I'll get you the address.
Yeah, this is this is your fault. I'm already starting to regret it, but it is definitely your fault. It's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Okay, so you and I are talking about the Lakers and where they are through 11 games. And I think you're right in what you're saying about LeBron being the missing piece is obviously huge. It's huge. And it's probably arguably even larger than anybody gave it credit for, because I fall into this myself, but part of the reason that Anthony Davis, you made the trade for Anthony Davis, is so he could be the dude when LeBron is done.
Yep.
Part of the reason that you go and you get Russell Westbrook is in the event that LeBron has some injuries or needs some time, you still have not just Anthony Davis, but you got Russell Westbrook to carry all this water.
Let me just jump in. I think they also, a third superstar to them was important to they didn't think that they had enough with LeBron and Anthony Davis to go win an NBA championship, 19th season, all that stuff. Russ also, you're 100% right that Russ will play a role that if LeBron's got to take a little time off, he's out for a couple of games. Okay, well, here's your guy that can go fill up the stat line and keep the engine going.
Yep, I'm with you. And I think this is where it's really interesting. I love what you just said, that they didn't feel that they had enough to match Brooklyn and Milwaukee. That Anthony Davis and LeBron James at this point are not good enough to beat Kyrie and Harden and Durant and the team they've put together in Brooklyn. Not enough maybe to beat Giannis and Middleton and Holiday in Milwaukee. And I'm with you that they needed to, you know, they needed to shuffle the deck. They needed to do it again. The question is, though, how do you shuffle the deck? Which cards do you replace? And Alex Caruso, and let me just start this because I've already seen this. I want to make sure I get this guy on Twitter right because he called me out and he's 100% right. I can't find it. Here it is. It's from Chuck Taylor. Trav, you claimed many times Caruso was just a guy and wouldn't be missed. I did, and I was wrong. I was wrong. You know, they miss him a great deal. And this is the, I think, the disconnect between you and Measley about the way that they went about this, that it wasn't just we need firepower, right? It isn't just that we need to go star for star, big name for big name. What does the team look like? And I thought that they would be able to go and find some guys to replace Alex Caruso that would be very similar and that would fit in a similar way. They haven't. The guards that they have brought in this season have not fit as well with this team as Alex Caruso did. Alex Caruso's playing lights out in Chicago. I was wrong, okay? Full mea culpa on Alex Caruso. He is desperately missed at this point. He went on J.J. Redick's podcast, and he says that really the Lakers, they didn't even make an aggressive offer to try to keep him.
So essentially we got that offer, went back to L.A., asked if they could do the same, said no, asked for something else that was a little less, said no, and said, okay, well, if that's what it comes to, I'm ready to go to Chicago and, you know, start the next chapter. And
so he got the offer from the Bulls. He comes back to the Lakers and said, listen, if you guys can do this, I'd rather be here than be there. And they said no. Well, what if a little bit less than that? The Lakers said no. He decided to go to Chicago. And this kind of comes back to where we're talking right now, both with Caruso and this Laker team right now. They don't look like a team yet. The pieces don't look like they fit together yet. Alex Caruso played really well with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. He talked about that. We'll get to it in a second. But this is my issue, that the pieces that were brought in, not just to replace Alex Caruso, but to bolster a championship roster, haven't. And it's the construction of the team right now that I think is most interesting, because you have nothing but names. I get it. They're great names. But the pieces don't look right. With Alex Caruso and Anthony Davis and LeBron James, pieces fit really well together.
So there's a couple things on this. Right now, to make the argument that you're making, I can't really make that argument. Laker fans know I'm as big of an Alex Caruso fan as they come. I mean,
brother.
I was basically him and I are blood brothers, right? But I was confused of, okay, well, why is Caruso being the odd man out in this thing? Caruso, what does Caruso do? The guy plays defense. You can close games with him. He's going to lock down other guards. He's going to hustle all over the place. He's going to have a couple high-flying, beautiful highlights because he cut to the basket at the perfect time and LeBron found him.
Yep.
Why is Caruso not valued more? But this is the problem with the argument today. Love that Caruso went out to J.J. Redick or with J.J. Redick, that podcast, and kind of gave the details. Here's the context of it. He did want it. If the Lakers could have just been reasonable with an offer, then he probably comes back to the Lakers. That wasn't the case. He goes and signs his 4-year, 37, I think 30 is guaranteed in Chicago. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are incomplete, and I'll explain exactly what I'm referring to. Until we see, if you want to make the argument that Lakers said, well, we're only going to pay THT or Alex Caruso, one of those two guys we're going to eventually pay. We haven't seen THT yet. So until THT is a part of this Lakers team on a night-in, night-out basis, it's incomplete. Kendrick Nunn was a player that they went out. They spent their mid-level exception on, right? That's a player that also was one of these guards that is supposed to be a part of this year. And a lot of people would say, whether experts out there were talking about they like the Westbrook deal or not, very little amount of people were talking about Kendrick Nunn wasn't a good signing at a discount, right? Like, wow, the Lakers got him for that much? That's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
Those are two incompletes that are still going to tell a big story of the guards that the Lakers have. The problem today as we sit here, There has not been one guard that the Lakers have on this roster that you sit back and say, you got to have that guy. There just hasn't. I mean, Avery Bradley, there are times where you're like, oh, man, this guy looks like a good defender. There's other times, can you get him off the floor and please put somebody else back in? Mm-hmm. Wayne Ellington needs to get some rotational minutes, he will, now that he's coming back. For the love of God, Austin Reeves, out of nowhere, is coming in.
Yeah, he's been good.
Earning minutes, rolling up his sleeves, whatever you need me to do. He's been, you know, he's been a surprise for the Lakers, but you almost are like, really, Reeves is grabbing all these minutes? Because you had all these other guards that you thought could kind of come in. I think Malik Monk has been disappointing. I think, you know, I don't see Russell Westbrook at times. Let's just stay with the guard position. There's times where it's like, all right, Westbrook's on the floor. Things look good. And then that game against Charlotte when Rondo was in, it's like, keep Westbrook on the bench. He's not helping the Lakers. So I think the Caruso argument, I was very disappointed they didn't bring him back. He's obviously proving to be a big asset for the Chicago Bulls. I think the vision that Pelinka had as far as coming to the guards, it is an incomplete process because two key guys are missing.
I buy that. I think you're right. But there's also the devil you know versus the devil you don't know, right? And with Alex Caruso, you knew exactly what you were going to get. You knew how he fits with Bron. You know how he fits with AD. You know how he fits with, like you said,
energy guy, Staples Center,
defense,
freaking goes crazy.
People love him. All of those things that I know there is no, yeah, maybe, or maybe it'll be this, or maybe it'll be that. And there's, this is what it is. This is what you get. And you know it, and it's part of a championship caliber team because it was a championship team. These other guys were all, I think this is going to work. I think that guy will fill that role. I think this guy brings in a little more offense. I think this guy will fit well here. I think that this guy will ultimately be a better player for this, that, and this guy can play some defense, and this guy brings some energy. And you're adding all these things up together in an effort to replace what you knew you had, and hopefully you get a little bit more. And look, I'm not saying that Alex Caruso is the reason that the Lakers are 6-5, but his presence is missed. What he does is missed.
He was an asset.
He was an asset, as simple as that. And he just, you can tell in watching that podcast with J.J. Redick, you could tell, like, he's thriving in Chicago and good for him, and he got his money, good for him, all this stuff, but you could tell he wanted to stay. You can tell that he wanted to be here in Los Angeles.
All right, let's throw this out to Laker fans out there, and we'll stay on the Caruso topic for a quick second here. Lakers make a big mistake by not re-signing Alex Caruso, or is let this thing play out. Talen Horton-Tucker could easily come into that slot in that position and is only 20 years old, can be a bigger asset, has bigger upside. 877-710-ESPN. And one other thing, Trav, I want to get into. When we were talking about Russell Westbrook, how he plays when LeBron is not there, he's supposed to have this role. I think there's another wrinkle to this I want to add to. Stay right here. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to the Marines. Al, I got a funny story for you. My grandfather was a Marine.
Okay.
And I was talking with him one time, and I forget how we got into it, but I said, Gramps, you were a former Marine. And he goes, Travis, stop right there. There is no such thing as a former Marine. I have not made that mistake since. My grandfather made it very clear, no such thing as a former Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. So happy birthday.
That's awesome.
To the Marine Corps. Yeah, so good for all those guys and men and women that are wearing the Marine Corps uniform. By the way, best uniform.
By the way,
those blue pants, those are pretty sweet.
A lot of Marines out here in Southern California, you know, San Diego specifically.
Sure.
You got Camp Pendleton, Miramar. So you got obviously a lot of Marines out here.
Absolutely. All right, so what is the wrinkle that we're missing on Russ? You mentioned that there's one part of the Russell Westbrook conversation that we haven't touched on yet.
Well, I just say this. So as much as we're sitting here, and you're right, listen, I'm the one that when the season started or LeBron was just starting to miss a game or two, my tune was, well, this is also a big part. And this wasn't just me. This is Coach Vogel saying sure. during some of his pregames, hey, this is why we also justify this trade. If LeBron's going to miss some games coming into his 19th season, Russ can kind of keep this engine going. The reality is, as much as we watch the Lakers without LeBron James, the bigger question is always going to be when LeBron James is the primary quarterback on this team, how does Russ fit in with LeBron and with Anthony Davis, right? The reason why right now we're spending so much time talking about these two, specifically AD and Russ, is because Bron is not there. So it's like, okay, fellas, you take over the team and, you know, handle business against 500 teams. Win a couple tough games that you're not supposed to win against because you just have such pure raw talent that you can get past some of these games even without LeBron. That has not been the case, but the real story will come down to not how Russ plays when LeBron is not there. It's how those three play together, because ultimately that's the only way you're going to win an NBA championship.
Yeah, that feels a little different than what I was sold at the beginning of the season, and I still keep coming back to this, that maybe I'm just wrong. I thought Laker fans, and myself included, that Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook were a better combination than just, hey, maybe we have a chance against some 500 teams.
That just sounds wrong to me. Here's the thing. You're not wrong what you're saying. And you know what? You were sold a bag of
stuff.
You were sold a bag of stuff because, but all I can, I can't sit here and tell you with confidence that those two. We've seen five games without Bron.
Sure.
And have you seen anything for you to indicate that they won't go 2-2 in these next four games, or that you and I just said, if LeBron doesn't play in the rest of this homestand, Miami, Minnesota, San Antonio, and the Chicago Bulls, that you and I wouldn't feel good about being 2-2 after four games?
I think that's right.
I'm with you. That's unfortunate, but that's kind of the reality of what we've seen so far. Maybe they prove us wrong, but again, I go back to I'd be surprised if they proved us wrong based on what they've shown us so far.
Yeah, not tonight. That doesn't feel likely. I hope so. I'm optimistic that it's going to show up eventually, but tonight feels like a step too far. Let's try our first call of the day on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to Diamond Bar and Lee. Lee, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up? Hello, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good.
How you guys doing? Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say I do agree with you, Travis. I look at the energy that Caruso played with, and a lot of the times we have a lot of lulls in action, no energy. We look slow. We look like we look old. So I think that Caruso brought constant energy, and he knew how to keep the offense fluent. He was always a plus-minus guy. And then I think we also missing Kuzma, another young person. He already got 9.5 rebounds in Washington, but the energy and the defense, and they competed. Even if he wasn't taking shots, they still competed.
Appreciate you calling in, Lee. Appreciate
Thanks,
you calling.
Lee.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, one thing we don't hear very often is they miss Kuzma.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, I kind of looked at it. When that trade went down for Russell Westbrook, I didn't think the Lakers really lost much. I really didn't. They found a way to use those contracts. Remember, Kuz had just signed a $13 million deal, but you didn't feel like Kuz was going to be the future of the Lakers. You just felt like, hey, that's a good asset to have at the right price, that if you need to flip him in a deal, you'll get a chance to. KCP, I was a fan of KCP, but also not the most consistent player, and I think they want THT to play more of that role, but be more of a player that has more of an impact, and I think Montrezl Harrell was on his way out anyways.
Yeah, Montrezl didn't feel like that was ever going to fit here. I agree with what you said, and on paper, you know, you put those guys in Washington, you get Russell Westbrook coming back, that's a no-brainer.
But the Caruso thing was not a part of that.
No, that's a separate issue altogether.
That was the conversation,
yeah.
It's like, you could have kept. Could you have found a way to keep Caruso in the mix?
The answer was probably yes. And again, but just to finish the thought on Russell Westbrook and the trade with Kuzma that Lee mentioned a minute ago, yes, you make that trade because Russell Westbrook is Russell Westbrook. He's a former MVP. You make that trade, but it did bring in that question of fit and need and team and all of those other things because Kuz tried to do a lot of the things that feel like they're missing right now. He just wasn't able to do it. It wasn't that he was not trying to do them. It was that he wasn't I don't want to say good enough, but he wasn't able to do it. And Russell Westbrook is trying to do something different, and they still miss that thing that Kuzma was trying to do that Caruso brought. Still missing that piece.
Think about this for a second. The Kuzma piece, I should never have a sentence where I put these two players in the same sentence. Kyle Kuzma and Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
Kuz, what Lakers were hoping for from Kuz, you can hit those jumpers. You could hit those wide open threes. You could be that guy that can be a threat from the outside. Kuz just never on a consistent basis could do it. Carmelo is that guy for the Lakers right now. That's basically taking Kuz and doubling whatever he could possibly do on a consistent basis.
Let's try one more. Let's go to Silmar this time. And Samuel, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Listen to you guys every day. Man, you guys definitely make my day a lot better.
Thanks, Samuel.
Wanted to call regarding the Lakers because I feel like they let a lot of good players go recently. Like Kuzma and Caruso. And they were big key players, played high-intensity defense, and especially with Dwight Howard, too, that first year that he left. We should have signed him right away. Great player for us, and then same with McGee. Man, I'm a lifelong Laker fan, and I would just love to see a lot of these great players that we love stay with us.
Yeah, thanks, Samuel. Look, they did let a lot of good players go. They also brought a lot of good players back.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony is a great player. They did bring Dwight Howard back. He left, and then he came, won a championship, left. They brought him back. They felt that
Rondo's
they needed him again.
Back.
Rondo is back. You look at a guy, DeAndre Jordan is a real. I don't know if he is a good player. Was a good player. He's a big name. He's a little long in the tooth at this point. But they didn't just let a bunch of guys go and replace them with a bunch of other guys. They went out and tried to make the team better. The question is, are they better? And so far, no. 11 out of 82 games. There is a long way to go. This isn't a finished test.
It's an incomplete project. That's all it is.
But the first eighth of the project does not look good.
Is a fail.
they
failed in the first 11 games. I mean, just listen. I think you've gone out of your way to mention this as well. They're 6-5. We're 11 games in. We're 10 days into November. You're not going to win a championship on November 10th.
Nope.
All we can do is assess what we've seen so far. What we've seen so far, this team's got a long way to go, and I don't think playing Miami tonight's going to help very much.
ESPN Radio is brought to you. Excuse me. It's so funny, Al. You nearly made me choke to death. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. It's Wednesday. It's 10:45. It's time for Ask Slee. That's next. Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
As much as I love Ask Slee, and I do, I get particularly excited when there's like a new wrinkle to it, when we get a new person or a new voice that wants to participate and ask you and Ask Slee.
Okay.
So for this one, we go inside the other studio to Emily, who has an Ask Slee. This
is
very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, so first time, long time. #AskSlee.
We appreciate you downloading the podcast. Thank you for being a part of the show.
#AskSlee. So in yesterday's show, you said cliche instead of cliche. Why? That's my question.
No, I think I said cliche.
No.
No, we'll play back the tape for you.
I got a couple of tweets on it, too. Like, are you just going to let that go by with cliche?
What did I say?
You said cliche.
Like Nick Lachey. Yeah. You said cliche.
I do not have an answer to that question, and that is a good ass Slee. I have no idea.
So is it just a slip of the tongue, or did you just this very moment, 10:45, early November, realize that it's cliche and not cliche?
No, I definitely know it's not cliche.
Okay.
Are you sure I said cliche?
Yes.
There's other words, 100%, I'll mispronounce, no question about it. But cliche is, that one's kind of an easy one.
I think it was How I Met Your Mother. There's a whole thing where there's words that you think are said one way until you get to be about 35 or 40. You're like, wait, I've been saying that wrong for 30 years?
Yeah,
so
totally.
I just want to make sure that that's not you, Al.
There's probably some words that I have no idea what they mean, but I just know when to use them.
And I've had
you know
this,
what I mean?
I've had this Ask Slee in my head for a whole 24 hours just that's waiting important. For it.
It's what is, that's what we're here for. All right.
We did a prep call for an hour and you didn't want to ask me. We had all this time to ask.
Yeah. Eric writes, when in a public bathroom and there's an option, does Slee go with the air blade to dry his hands, paper towel, or do you just wipe them on your pants?
Cliche. You know what? I'm probably grabbing a couple paper towels. If I have the opportunity to grab a couple paper towels, yeah, just really kind of dry off the hands, throw away the paper towel, and kind of go along there. I'm doing that. If I had to rank it, the air is going second, and then the last thing I'm doing is walking out without without any.
Well, no,
you know,
the paper towels are the correct choice because then you can grab the door handle and all that other stuff. So that's obviously number one. The blade, I feel like, just throws all of the terribleness up into the air, and now you're inhaling all of those.
Now
other
my
things.
Stomach is wet
because it's a bad deal.
All the water is just on me now.
I'll wipe them on my jeans before I'm using the blade. The blade's a mess. All right, this is from JOF. Now that you've had some significant time with him, do you consider Trav a BFF? Hashtag Ask Slee.
We need more time for BFF. We need more time for BFF.
I
have friends who, you know, I've known for 20 years, the ups, the downs, the insides, the out, you know what I mean? So, but Travis and I are in a, let's just say this, we're heading in the right direction. I think there's a lot of potential in our friendship. And okay. Until Travis one day invites me over to his house and says, hey, I want you to hang out on a Saturday afternoon. Let's just kick back and watch some sports.
Look,
until that invitation is there, how are we BFFs?
Well, that's a fair assessment, and I respect it. I consider
hey, you want to spend the night?
No, we're not doing that. We got to get through a few more things. But, yeah, I agree. We do need – you know what? I've said this before. We'll invite Amanda. We'll invite Greg, Chris, everybody. We'll do a little event at Casa
Just so everybody
Rogers.
Knows, he said this about 4 years ago.
Well, it's getting
still
a little cold.
And,
you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And by the way, taco guy on me. That's definitely.
You know what I'm waiting for is for you to do that whole thing. And I don't get invited. I'm just tagged on Twitter that you guys had like
Wish
the most
you were
amazing
here.
Time.
Hashtag ask Slee. This is from Darb. When Slee was young, Slee was his favorite item from the ice cream man, the fake candy or the gum cigarettes so he could walk around and pretend to smoke?
It's a damn good question.
It's a great question.
I would always have the cigarettes were cool, you know. That was kind of like a cool moment there. But I think even just the thought of doing it, my mom and my dad were ready to, we're jack this kid up if he doesn't, you know, get his act together. So I think that only lasted so long. I was more of the, why am I forgetting the name? What's the gum, the as you're putting it in like it's tobacco. Why am I forgetting?
Oh, the Big League Chew.
The Big League Chew. I was the Big League Chew and just put so much freaking gum in your mouth. I don't know why, but it was just like the greatest thing to do. You couldn't.
Well, it came in a pouch and it was shredded. You felt like you were George Brett for a minute. 100%. You had a big chaw on the side of your mouth. It was awesome.
100%.
Who
By the way,
like that?
Isn't that kind of funny that these are the items being sold to kids back then? It was, hey, let's pretend you're smoking
fake
a cigarette.
Cigarettes, and it had the little powdered sugar on the end, so when you'd blow it, it would come out like smoke.
And why don't you just put some additional tobacco chew just on the side of your mouth as if you're freaking...
Give that kid a free pack of fake Lucky Strikes and let's get him started early along the way. TFB says, hashtag ask Slee, when you're out jogging and you hit a light, do you jog in place while waiting for the light to change?
Okay. It's a good question. And every time I'm driving and I see somebody jogging in place, in my head, I'm like, bro, just stop running. Just wait a second. The light's going to turn green, and then you go. 100%, I've definitely been the guy that I get to the stop. I'm like, well, you got to just keep your legs moving. Got to keep your legs moving. Just, you know, you can't stop. Okay, look, Trav, I know you're not out running marathons on a nightly basis,
I'm not either. No.
Okay? But when you did run, there was something to not stopping.
I can't. Did
you feel like when you did stop, now you're going to stop? So that's it.
No. Awesome. I think you think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I could run for a mile. If I stopped, I'm done. I could run for 10 miles if I stop. As long as I kept, like a shark, as long as I keep swimming, I'm fine. But the second I have to stop, it's a wrap. It's just
there
not
comes a point where your legs are, you just don't even feel them anymore. It just becomes like a machine going back and forth. But the moment that machine stops, like, yeah, that engine's not starting up again.
All right, here's one more. This is from Daniel Ruiz. I don't recognize the name. So, Daniel, welcome to Ask Slee. Make it a habit. When you are in the 10 item or less line at the supermarket and the customer ahead of you possibly has more than 10, are you the type to count their items? And if they're over 10, will you confront them face to face or report it to the cashier?
Oh, they're getting a look. They're getting a look. What I don't need is a cart. By the way, you got 12 items, it's all good. But bro, you don't bring in 38 items and like try to quietly sneak in. Oh no, just nothing to see here, people. Nothing to see here. So they'll get a little bit of a look. Can I give you another thing that kind of bothers me? In this is going to be outside the grocery store.
By all means.
This one's random, but I'm going to just explain it to you anyways. Yesterday I go to the gym, playing some basketball. I think I told you, starting to play a little bit. If anybody's out there, if not, I'll shoot around. Playing some 2-on-2. Can I tell you something that is an absolute no? And what do we call these? The unwritten rules?
Mm-hmm.
There's some unwritten rules in life. Okay?
Sure there are.
You know what the unwritten rules are? When you're in an indoor gym and there's some decent basketballs there, can you not kick the basketball against the wall and just slowly start? Because this is what happens. These balls start getting lopsided.
Yeah.
And every time I go to gym, I'm like, how is this possible that these balls get lopsided? Dude's kicking the ball like he's playing freaking
like
backstop.
He's Ronaldo.
I don't know. That one came out of nowhere, but I just figured I'd throw that one in the most unsmooth way possible.
That's
and
fine.
I think I accomplished that.
It's your own Ask Slee.
That's right. Yeah. I'm all for it. You can ask
it's
yourself.
Your own Ask Slee.
It's absolutely. Just very quickly on the grocery line thing, the 10 or 12 or whatever the 9.
Yeah.
The best passive aggressive way to do it is just kind of just barely loud enough for the other person to hear you go, 11, 12, 13. Mm. Yeah, that's too many. And then just kind of let it sit there.
Okay, this is why I brought up the basketball things, because I said that I would give that person a little bit of a dirty look.
Uh-huh.
When that dude kicked the ball on the wall, first one I let it go. Second time I'm like,
"Hey, buddy,
what are you doing?
Hey, buddy, this is not
is this amateur hour.
This is not the MLS. We're trying to get a couple of shots up here. Take it
freaking
easy,
Portland Timbers over here."
All right, Dave Roberts potentially is going in as a lame duck into the 2022 season. That's just one of a whole bunch of questions Andrew Friedman was asked about the Dodgers in the upcoming season. Some real Dodger talk coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.